Welcome to Business Talk on Small Business Radio Network. I am Carol Azams, your host. My guest this week is Mairead Kelly of the Mompreneur Support Network. Mairead Kelly is a business mentor and trainer. She discovered that being an entrepreneur is hard enough, but that female entrepreneurs face tougher challenges than their male counterparts most of the time. So she decided to set up a dedicated support network for women who run their own businesses alongside with raising a family, otherwise known as mompreneurs. So Mairead has a lot that she wants to talk about today, and I am delighted and also very excited to get started. So Mairead, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
Okay, raising children and managing a successful business, Mairead, can you really have it all? I'm talking in terms of work-life balance, you know.
You can, but it does take a lot of discipline, planning, and sticking to your plan. And I think that's where a lot of mompreneurs fall down, is they make the plan and then they let it slide. So you really do have to be disciplined.
Okay, when did you get started in this business?
I've been a mompreneur on and off since I was 24. So I've been in entrepreneurial enterprises on and off since then. And this particular niche, I found that I was already coaching clients. Most of them were women. Their husbands were being made redundant when the recession hit, and they needed to form some sort of a business themselves. They had been out of the workforce for over 10 years. They had skills that they could use, but they weren't employable in kind of admin or office type work. So they decided to set up their own businesses, but they didn't have business skills or business training, and that's where I came in. They were previous clients for life coaching and needed business skills training and coaching and hand holding and getting up and running and support to make it work. And there was nobody else in Ireland providing that specifically for mums around the hours that they needed, around the fact that they weren't working full time. They were working a couple of hours in the morning, maybe another couple in the afternoon, and then again when the children were in bed. They weren't doing the 9-to-5, and there was nothing out there that met those needs, and I decided to fill that gap.
Okay, the Mompreneur Support Network, is this some sort of a non-profit organization, or is it like a proper business, proper as in for-profit?
Oh, absolutely. It's a business. It's a business. If you're not making money, you basically have an expensive hobby. And as a business, it needs to be run like a business. You need to know what your bottom line is. You need to know where your money is coming in. You need to have a plan of action to make sure that there is more money coming in and where your clients are going to come from. You also have to be able to do your tax side of things. And at the end of the month, the end of October, is pay and file. And there's a lot of mompreneurs don't know that they have to do their tax returns or even that they have to register, and it's amazing, that sort of stuff.
Okay, when you got started, what challenges did you face? Most the kind of challenges that most women would face now?
I think I've faced the same type of challenges most people face when they set up in business, with the added thing at the time of, oh, isn't that a little bit glitchy or not glitchy, isn't that a little bit kind of I can't even think of the word, it's kind of a fashion type phrase word, mompreneur. And I suppose to a degree it is, but the difference is mompreneurs actually run their businesses while raising children, and they were the problems that even I faced. I mean, yes, I've overcome a lot of them, but it's that thing of making the balance work. I'm lucky in the sense that my business didn't have a lot of startup costs. Some businesses do, I didn't. But it's that thing of, where are you going to get your next client? How are you going to plan for your growth? Are you going to stay small or are you going to expand? And if you're going to expand, where are you going to expand? What skills do I need to invest in to make my business grow? I mean, for some businesses, it's easy enough, just take out an advert with somebody, some publication. For others, learning how to even use basic social media to be able to get access to, and getting past this thing of going to networking, because you do need to meet other business owners, even if it's just to talk to other people who are in the same boat as you. And a lot of mompreneurs have this thing of, oh my god, I don't want to walk into a room full of strangers, things like that. And a lot of it is confidence building as well. the more you do it, the better you get. The better you get, the better your confidence. But starting off, it's like being on a roller coaster. You've a really high day with a really, really low day, and it's been learning how to enjoy the ride.
Okay, I see that you are doing a lot of the mentoring now. When you got started, did you get any kind of help? This includes like financial help as well as mentoring from some other business people.
I didn't get financial help. I did go for any mentoring sessions I could, and I think it's very important. I still have a mentor. I think it's very, absolutely, I think it's very, very important to have somebody else that you're bouncing ideas off, that has been there before you. And it's really, really important to not have this thing of, oh, I can do it all myself. Because when you hit a glitch, you need to have that sounding board. And despite the best will in the world, family are not always the best people. They will tell you what they think you want to hear or what they want you to hear rather than what you need to hear. And a mentor will tell you what you actually need to hear. But the difference is they've been there, so they will give you practical skills and tips to get past where you need to get past, and you've somebody with experience to sit down and work that out with.
Okay, you know, the process of setting up a business itself is always very difficult and sometimes complicated as well, you know, this both for men and women. So if you happen to come across a mom today who has taken that giant step, you know, the decision to actually start out in business for the very first time, what advice can you give to her?
First off, do your research. Don't make the assumption that because you or your friends like it, that the wider population is going to like it. Do your research, and don't just rely on family and friends. If you're a mum who's got school-going kids or plague school-going kids, ask them, do up a survey. If you're providing a product, make a few products as samples and hand them out, and ask them to hand them out to other people so that you get the feedback from them on whether it's a viable product or not. If you're providing a service, see if it's something that people actually want. Once you've done your research, then do your costing. And it's part of what we offer in our Cute Honey Light program. It's a 3.5-hour training. We do this sort of stuff. How do you research? How do you do your costing and all of that sort of stuff?
Okay, that actually brings me to the next question, you know, in terms of legal structures like solicitors, business registration, PR, SI accounts, issues, and even training, you know, what do you think would be the, you know, necessary steps?
It totally depends on the type of business you have. I do advise everybody go to a solicitor for your legal issues. As an as a self-employed person, you've got certain legal responsibilities. As an employer, you've got responsibilities. And if you're setting up a limited company, you will be an employee of that company. You need to know where you stand legally, and a solicitor can give you that information. It's well worth your while, even if it's just one visit to a solicitor and forking out that money. Registering, you can do a lot of the registering online yourself. If you don't like doing accounts and your tax returns, it is worth your while investing in a very good bookkeeper. You don't need to hire an accountant starting off if you're not going to have huge sales figures for the year. But at least hire a bookkeeper who will keep your books in order every month. And they might only be working for you an hour a month, 2 hours a month. That is money well spent. And to say that you can't afford it is pretty much self-destructive, because if you can't do it yourself, it is well worth spending that few euro on having somebody who will take those hours and make it work, rather than you spending 10, 20 hours and doing something that you're no good at.
Okay, in the past, you know, this question is more of a general thing. Notion for a lot of people. In the past, women's duty was just to stay at home most of the time, you know, with the kids and looking after the kids and doing all the work in the house, you know, the work that sometimes nobody actually sees or acknowledges. So, but if you ask me, I think all that is truly in the past now, to a large extent. Times have changed, and I would like to say that the men don't rule the world alone anymore. So do you agree that the role of women in society have changed as well?
Absolutely. It is changing. It hasn't changed far enough yet. There are more men actively involved in running the home and child rearing. I mean, even the Dalai Lama turned around and said, if you want to see success in the world, look at the working mums. They are the future of the success of the world. Yes, women do have a lot to provide. We're not just childcare workers, we're not just housekeepers, we're not just homemakers. We have a lot to provide, and any society, even in boardrooms, where there are employees, if you've got up to 30% of the dynamic being female, the positive impact on that business is over 50%. So having mumpreneurs, women who are setting up businesses and running them from home, you're teaching your children that it's possible to run a business while running raising a family and running a successful home. You're teaching them that you don't necessarily have to be out 9 to 5. Now, as businesses grow, you move them out of the home, and that is standard. Even dads do that, the dads who work from home. But the other side of it is you're also giving back to society in a way that adds value, because a lot of mums, while we are appreciated in a tax type of purpose and in actual credit terms, we're not really given the credit. You look at the cost of childcare, it costs about €1,200 to have a child minded for a month. For a lot of women that are working part-time, that is way above their pay scale. And if you have a third child, it becomes prohibitive to go back to work, because you're just not earning enough. Your wages are barely even covering your childcare costs, which is why a lot of mums feel like they've been pushed into being mumpreneurs, because they still want to contribute. The day of being a stay-at-home mum and being financially being financially looked after, should a relationship break down, are long gone. You're expected to pull your financial weight, and you can't do that if society is, and it is, you can't blame the childminders either. They need to be paid for what they do. They're looking after your most precious cargo, which are your children. But at the same time, you still need to have an income. So running a business from home while raising the kids, it's a mixture, and it's gelling the two. Doing that is a way of providing that.
Okay, what other business tips do you want to share with us today? I mean, like, any words of encouragement, especially to mompreneurs out there, those who are already in business and those that maybe are just still in the thinking process, just still thinking about it, if they're going to go for it or not, if you have any words of encouragement for them.
Yeah, well, one of the things I provide is laser coaching. It's one problem, one error, €100, and lots of solutions. We sit down, if you're local, we do it face-to-face. If you're not, we will do it in a Google Hangout or a Skype call. And that's done over 2-30 minutes, and we sit down and we go through the pros and cons of whatever that issue is and work out workable solutions. You go away, you put those, implement those solutions, and then we reassess where you are and where to go forward from that. If you're in pre-startup mode, that works just as well. One of the things I will say is get advice from somebody who is not a close friend or family. As I said, they will tell you what you want to hear or what they want you to hear. And not all family members understand entrepreneurship, and all they see is the risks instead of the rewards. So get advice from someone else. Believe in yourself. Your gut instinct is there for a reason. Trust it. Use it. And develop a support network around you. That's one of the reasons. I mean, one of the things I have on the network is mumpreneur experts, and I'm slowly but surely building that so that mums who are experts in their niche can provide a blog once a month, so that if you want advice or access to something, over time we will have enough experts that cover everything that mums do, from beauty to childcare to health to relationships to nutrition and business advice. We've got 3 or 4 different people who are working different types of business expertise as well. So go look online for the information you need, but also build a network of support around you and use it.
Mairead, how do you reach out to these mums? How do you get them to avail of your service?
I go on different radio shows, I use social media extensively, and I network extensively. And I think that's so important. You've got to be out there to be seen.
That is all for today. Thank you, Marie, for your time and for sharing your story with us. And thank you also, our listeners, for staying with us. If you're thinking of starting a business and so confused about juggling family life and growing a business by the side, or you have a business already and you feel like you need someone who you can talk to from time to time, you can contact Mompreneur Support Network directly at their website. Marie is always there to answer your questions. At their website is www.mompreneursupportnetwork.com, from where you can also avail of other resources as well. And you can also send an email directly to Marie at Mompreneur Support Network, or reach out on the phone 086-170-2010. Thank you. You have been listening to Small Business Radio Network. To reach us, you can visit our website at www.smallbusinessradionetwork.net. You can also contact us directly by ringing 085-164-2555. That number once again is 085-164-2555. Thank you for staying with us. My name is Carol Azams. I have been your host for today's show. And until next time, have a great day.